What's up, my beautiful people? Long time no speak, long time no listen, long time no chat, all that good stuff. This is Chef Ed Harris, and it's been a crazy couple of weeks, month, but we've been working on a few things that I can't wait to share with each and every one of you. But today I wanted to continue. The last recipe we did was a delicious crunchy chili oil. Today I wanted to do a chili soy sauce, because with this, it's great for dumplings, dipping in your dumplings. It's great for pouring over some steamed vegetables. I mean, you can use it for so many different things. Even eating it with some rice, you know, you have some vegetables on the side, you pour a little bit of this over it, or you just toss your vegetables in it. Like I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. But really simple recipe to make. Super easy. You can do it in like 10 minutes. All right. As long as you have all the ingredients ready to go. So let's do this like we normally do. And we're going to list the ingredients, and then we're going to go over the procedure, which is very simple. And we're going to get to it. All right. I hope you've been cooking up a storm. I hope you've been enjoying the food that you've been preparing. I hope these recipes have been beneficial to you. I hope that you are loving the recipes. And please, as you listen to this, or as you listen to any of the other recipes that I share, these are recipes that I hold dear to my heart. These are recipes that I've worked on over many years, over 20 years or so. All right. And they're also recipes that I am currently creating as well, because I am always in the kitchen. So I say this to say, if there is a recipe or an idea that you have been trying to do and it's quite not working, send me a message and say, hey, chef, I would love if you had a recipe for XYZ, and then I'll do what I do and I will share that recipe with you and with everyone else. All right. So don't be afraid. Send me a message on any of my social media networks, you know, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, whichever it is that you're on. You can find me at Chef Ed Harris for all of them, all right? And if that doesn't work for you and you want to just send me an email, you can do that too. Just email me at, just put ed@knifeandspoon.com, okay? The email again, it's ed@knife with the letter N, then spoon.com, okay? So let's jump into it. The ingredients for this recipe is as follows. 1 cup of low sodium soy sauce, 1/2 cup of light brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of rice wine vinegar, 4 tablespoons of chili paste. Now here's where you can kind of play around. I like to use gochujang, which is like a Korean chili paste. It's smooth, it's pureed, it's really nice. So it gives your sauce also a nice body to it. All right. If you don't want to use that, then you can use sambal, but sambal is a little bit more tart, and it's also a little bit more watery. But that is totally fine, because we're gonna blend all of this up anyway. But I just like to use gochujang. All right, so just look up chili paste and you'll see different ones that come up, and use the one that you prefer. Some of them are fermented because they use soybeans, and that's cool too. More flavor, delicious all around. Next ingredient, we're going with 2 teaspoons of grated ginger, and we want fresh ginger, all right, because we want that pow. Also, we're gonna need 2 tablespoons of sesame oil, right? 1.5 teaspoons of freshly cracked black pepper, 1/4 cup of hoisin sauce, and that's H-O-I-S-I-N, hoisin sauce. It's like a delicious Asian barbecue sauce, but just packed with flavor, all right? It has a little bit of sweetness to it, so it's gonna round off this chili sauce really deliciously. And then last but not least, 1 cup of scallions, just rough chop. All right. And the reason I say rough chop is because the next step is the directions, which is to combine every single thing in a VitaPrep, a bullet, a blender, whatever you have, a high speed blender, put all of it in there, turn it on, buzz it until it's nice and smooth. And that's your sauce, ladies and gentlemen. Real easy, real simple to make, super quick. All right, and really tasty. Now this sauce, I will package it up, I will put it into the refrigerator, and you can have it in your refrigerator for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Like, it's not gonna go bad very easily. But you know, you make this batch and you see how it works, you know, and you can double it up if you want, but it's a great recipe to use for stir fries, to use for your pot stickers, your dumplings, you know, to use for noodles. I mean, you name it, vegetables, all that good stuff. Like, try it out. It is really tasty, all right? And this is a recipe that I've worked with and worked on for at least 15 years. So it's one of my OG recipes, all right? So definitely handle with care. And I'm telling you, you're gonna love it, all right? So that's that. That's the recipe, real easy. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, if you're looking for spices, if you're looking for cookbooks, aprons, or anything like that, definitely check out knifeandspoon.com, all right? It's a great hub for all of these different things. You can have spices there that eliminates, you know, the guessing of how much spice to add when you're trying to do different types of food and all that good stuff. The Chinatown seasoning that we have will go really well with this. I did a pop-up this past Saturday, and I used the Chinatown seasoning that's on the website to saute my vegetables. Then I added my rice stick noodles, and then I used a sauce that is very similar to this one to toss and then add the noodles and mix all of that up. So that flavor was just slamming from start to finish. Like, every piece of item that you ate had tons of flavor. All right. Anyway, I'm salivating just talking about it. All right. You can hear it. Anyway, I wish you an amazing rest of the day. Thank you for listening again to this podcast. Thank you for coming back. Make sure you subscribe, so this way, as soon as I do them, you are notified and you can listen. And the cool thing about this is that you can listen along and do it with me in the kitchen as I'm describing the things to you, all right? The best way to do these is to listen to it once fully, right? So this way you have an idea of what to do. And then the next time you listen to it, you get all the ingredients ready, you put everything together, and then you listen to it one more time, or you rewind just so you know you have everything, and then you can follow along in terms of the preparations and directions, all right? Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chef Ed. I will catch you on the next tasty recipe, all right? Have a great rest of your day.